attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, thanks for hanging around, everybody. After hour one, this is Ty Bollinger. Got my guest host, co-host, Liam Sheff online as well. We're hanging out, taking the place of Robert Scott Bell, best we know how, as he's traveling out to Las Vegas to be the keynote speaker at the American Naturopathic Medical Association convention out there. Sounds like a lot of fun, so we're wishing him well and glad to fill in for him while he's gone. Liam, you there, buddy?
I am here. I'm in the middle of breaks. I'm checking all the headlines. We got Fukushima. We got Syria. Chinese boats. Russian ships. Putin calling Kerry liar. This is what they call a hot news day.
I don't want to talk about that right now, Liam. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about a book. I'm looking at a book here.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a book. It's called Official Stories, and it's by a guy named Liam. Liam Che Guevara. Liam Sheff, would that be you?
No, it must have been my cousin Liam. But
is that another Liam?
Is it a black and white book?
It's a black and white book. Yeah,
That one's mine. That one's mine.
Okay. Anyway, I want to talk about your book. I want to talk about your book, Liam, because this Official Stories is really an incredible book. I must admit, when I read it, I was a little bit jealous because you are more interesting and funnier as a writer than I am, and I thought that I was pretty interesting and funny, but you're better. And so I really love your book. I want to read a quote here from the preface about what is contained in Official Stories. If you don't have the book, buy the book, folks. It's a great book. It's a fantastic read. As a matter of fact, when we were up at, I went with my friend Irvin Sawney, who's a medical doctor down here in San Antonio. We flew up to the Advanced Medicine Seminar up in North Carolina a few weeks ago. And while we were there, he bought your book. He bought Official Stories. He took it back, and he said literally that when he's a surgeon, he said the operating room doctors were fighting over it. Over who could get the book because it was so interesting. So it's a great book. If you don't have it, get it. Here's a quote from the book that I really thought was indicative of the book. This will tell you what you get in the book. You'll have physics, 9/11, American history, CIA, social studies, JFK, biology, vaccinations, and health, HIV. You're heavy into sciences this semester, but don't sweat it. We'll take a break with English, Shakespeare, and then Stargaze for a while, Big Bang, before heading back to Earth, sciences, expanding Earth, and we'll even hit up some philosophy, Darwin. It's a packed schedule, but we'll get in all of it. That's a great quote, Liam, because that is the book. I mean, it's not conspiracy theories, it's conspiracy facts, but it's not just about one topic, it's about all the topics. I mean, you go all the way from the CIA to JFK to 9/11, vaccinations, Shakespeare, the Big Bang, HIV. I mean, this is a great book, Liam. Tell me about what inspired you to write this book.
I grew up in a family of doctors and scientists, so I was familiar with how they... See, you had a lot of people in your family die from medical science. And when you say they died of cancer, I wanted to ask you last segment, how many of them did conventional medical therapy?
That's a great question, and most of them died of the treatments.
Right. And if you ask any honest oncologist or cancer doctor, how toxic is the treatment? If they're honest, like Ralph Moss was, they'll say, yeah, everybody dies of the treatment,
Yeah.
Cancer doesn't, unless you're so, so far in advance. You die of the treatment. So mm-hmm. your book
you
is
do.
Very, yeah, your book is so important because it tells people, look, don't trust these doctors for a second. Do trust your instinct, trust your reading, trust your brain, develop critical thinking. I grew up in a family of doctors and scientists, and they you know, they're smart, but they don't, it's a priesthood. And I knew that from a very young age, so I didn't take doctors very seriously. You know, so I probably saved myself a certain amount of pain. Because I knew them. I knew they were eating problems, drinking problems, family problems, divorce problems, you know, whatever was going on. They were just people. And I also saw how they argued and what they quoted as being true. So it was important in my head. That was just a big deal that they could change their minds. But for you, the guy on the outside, that, you know, they were somehow very impressive. For me, the guy on the inside, I thought, no, they said something totally different last year, you know, just because I know them. Facts change. But I'd been a journalist for about 10 years at that point. I'd been a children of doctors for 40. I'd been out on my own studying macrobiotics, Chinese medicine, politics, and far outside of the box, to use your quote, for 20-odd years. And I had lost somebody in my life, and that taught me that life had unexpected turns and you didn't know how long you had here. And I said, well, I better write that. There's been some things that I know, some things that I'm good at talking about, and I better write them down. And I want them to be interesting. Not going to belabor anything. I'm not going to give you an incredible technical diagram that you got to study for. I'm going to make human-scaled arguments based on the most resilient information that I can find that shows up over and over again in places that I can verify it, that it seems quite accurate. Verify it, like a rock, like a stone you can hold in your hand. It doesn't go away. So when I talk about the fact that Darwinism isn't a science, I'm not quoting the critics of Darwin. I'm quoting the people on the inside of the field, like Lynn Margulis and every other person who said you can't get anywhere with survival of the fittest. We're a very different kind of life form than that.
Right.
Unfortunately, the 20th century bought into survival of the fittest as an operating meme, and it's really killing a lot of people.
Sure.
But when I criticize Darwinism, it's not as any kind of fundamentalist of any sort, or, you know, it's because Darwinism isn't a science. When I criticize Big Bang, it's not because I believe that Yahweh created the universe in 6 days. I don't. It's because Big Bang was invented by a priest who had a Roman Catholic who had a previously existing idea about the sciences and what he needed to do with them, and that the universe is plasma. It's electrical. It's not some big gravity-only thing, and that's Chapter 9. So the thing does get around, you know, but the chapters are distinct. I don't mix topics, you know. CIA is with CIA, and 9/11 is with 9/11, and HIV is with HIV. But I think, I hope as the reader, you're a reader of it, I hope that they kind of inform each other and build this overarching kind of thing that says you're supposed to ask questions.
Yeah, they do. And it's very well done in the fact that it's written in a very almost comical way at times, but it's very factually oriented. Lots of history, you know. Especially the chapter on JFK, fantastic. Chapter on 9/11 is fantastic. I mean, I learned things in those chapters that I'd not read anywhere else. So it's very well done, but it's a very interesting book. You know, one of the things that I found about these type books in the past, having read others, is that a lot of times they're quite boring. And they're very hard to keep your attention, and you just don't want to read the whole thing. You read a third of it and say, wow, that's kind of boring. I'm not going to pick that up again. But with yours, I couldn't put it down, and I still pick it up now and then just to read quotes and laugh, because it's written in such a funny manner, but it's written in such a factual manner. One of the things that I thought was interesting, because Robert and I were talking yesterday about vaccines, and I thought it was interesting. I had not read this anywhere else, is the chapter on vaccines about Pasteur and the 15-day rule. So tell us briefly what the 15-day rule was, and then I'm going to bring that back to relate to how it applies to today's cancer treatments.
Oh, definitely. Moving the goalposts is exactly what they do in the sciences. So if Pasteur, Louis Pasteur said, I've managed to cure, you know, he was not a medical doctor who worked with people. He was a chemist. He worked with substances, he tortured animals. When I say tortured, I mean cut out their spines, cut open their heads, injected poison into their heads. If that doesn't sound like torture to you, I'm not sure where you're from. And you can say that it's science, but come on. So this is a quote from a 1926 book by Annie Riley Hale. She says the National Anti-Vivisection, as I'm reading from my book, the National Anti-Vivisection Society of England collected from the Office Returns of Pasteur Institutes a list of 1,220 deaths after treatment. After what? Oh, we're going to treat you for rabies. Well, we're going to fix you. Well, he screened his statistics after some untoward deaths. There's a word for you. Untoward deaths occurred during and immediately after treatment by ruling that all deaths should be excluded from the statistical returns. Why? Because they occurred either during treatment or within the last 15 days
yeah.
of injection.
Yeah, so the 15-day rule is just made up, isn't it? It's like the Robert and I were discussing yesterday on the show, herd immunity, that the vaccine quacks took some studies that were done by Hedger was his name, 80 years ago, concerning herd immunity being natural immunity that occurs when 68% or more of the population has natural immunity, and they somehow changed that to 95% being vaccinated, and now that's what herd immunity is. It's like they just pulled a number out of the sand, and that's exactly it looks like what happened with this 15-day rule. Okay, so if the patient dies within 15 days, we're not going to count him in the sample. Guess what, folks? It's the same thing that's going on today in the cancer industry. A lot of these studies that you read that say this type of chemo is X percentage effective, it's 50, 60, 70% effective. That's a bunch of hogwash. Because it's standard procedure that if the patient dies during the treatment, then they exclude them. So they're excluded from the sample size. So if you have, so let's say 10 people on this experimental chemo drug, and during the experiment, 9 of the 10 die and 1 survives and he makes it a year, then they'll say for a 1-year survival rate, we have 100% success. Because the 9 that died are removed from the sample. If that's not mathematical voodoo, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that's pretty brilliant. That's what they always do. It's what they did with polio, which is chapter 5. You know, polio was a revelation to me, and I'm following other people's work with it, verifying it all. It's easy to verify. You know, we really were spraying putting paraspirin, copper, arsenic on food in the 20s and 10s. So there was a reason kids got sick. But I hear the break music coming up, so...
Yeah, we're going to take a break here. Robert Scott Bell Show, Ty Bollinger, Liam Sheff, your guest host. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Rocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia has warned that if Iran is struck by foreign military, that there could be a certain chain reaction. This chain reaction would be coming as Russia and China come to the aid of Iran. Such an action could bring about the Third World War that is in plan to begin in the Middle East. The Illuminati planned 3 world wars and many revolutionary wars. We've seen 2 world wars and many revolutionary wars during the 20th century. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Out with me today, man. It's always fun chatting with you and you know, keeping each other company while Robert's on a long hiatus. So thanks for joining me. I want to touch quickly on what we were talking about before the break when we were talking about the fudged chemotherapy studies. One of the largest study that I'm aware of was done in Sydney, Australia at the Royal Sydney Cancer Center. Now they looked at the effectiveness of chemotherapy. Are you familiar with this study, by the way, Liam, at Royal Sydney Cancer Center?
I don't think so. I mean, okay. If it rings a bell, I'll give a pop, but go on.
Okay, I'll hit it real quick because I want to hit GMO foods real quick before it's a quick segment here, but they did a very lengthy study on 20 plus different types of cancer at the Royal Sydney Cancer Center, Sydney, Australia. They found that the effectiveness of chemotherapy on a 5-year survival rate in the USA was 2.1% and in Australia was 2.3%. That's what they're finding when they look at the effectiveness of chemo at 5-year survival rate, just over 2%. In other words, it's almost 98% of the people on chemo die before 5 years. Isn't that disgusting? But that's still supposed to be the best way to treat cancer through a set of toxic chemical drugs that helps less than or just over 2% of the people that are on it for 5 years. Is that shocking to you, Liam, or is that just protocol?
Yeah, that's lower than I thought it would be. So again, 5 years, what are you saying? At post 5 years, is it 2% or during the 5 years?
2.1%, 2.3% of the cancer patients that were taking the chemotherapy lived 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they have a 2.3. So there are 97.7 to 98% failures.
Failure rate, yeah. Yep. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. I bring up that statistic a lot, and I cite that in the book. But to me, it's really odd that we have chemotherapy drugs thought of as being the most effective treatment for cancer, when really they're less than 3% effective. But let's move on to this GMO article by Mike Adams that was posted today on Natural News. If you're familiar with a study that was done, that was published last year in October, I think, 2012, it was a study that was done by Cirillini. I can't say his name with a French accent, but you did a very good job when we were over the break. Gilles-Éric Cirillini. He published this study on GMO corn. And what he found was that these rats that were injected or that were eating GMO corn were developing monstrous cancerous tumors and also were becoming sterile. Since that time, there's a lot of debunked websites that are no doubt funded by Monsanto and the likes that are trying to debunk this study. But Mike posted an article on Natural News that says, hey, look, here's some things that you don't know about this study that are basically verifying the study. So let's go through a few of those points. Liam, do you have that in front of you?
Yeah, I'm here it is. Darlena GM, Corn Study, Mike Adams, reviewing some of or Ethan Huff, sorry, different writer, at Natural News, writing about the study. And it says, it's been almost a year since French researcher and scientist Gilles-Eric Saralini published a groundbreaking study on deleterious effects of eating Monsanto's genetically modified corn, and there are still millions of people out there who are confused about its controversial findings. So, what should we know?
What we should know is, number one, that the Saralini study was not even a cancer study. It was a study on chronic toxicity. But he found out afterwards that these rats were getting cancer. So the media was ripping them apart. The skeptics in the media were ripping them apart, because they were saying it was a badly designed cancer study, so we can't believe the findings. Well, no, it wasn't a badly designed cancer study. It was a chronic toxicity study that happened to find that these rats were getting cancer. So that's number one on the list. Number two, very important, no other long-term studies have ever been conducted on this genetically modified, this specific kind of genetically modified corn. None. They always pulled the plug at 90 days. And why would you think that would be, Mr. Chef?
Because the rats were good and healthy after 90 days?
Because the rats didn't start developing these monstrous cancerous tumors till between 120 and 150 days. So they conveniently...
Like the 15-day rule.
It sounds like the 15-day rule, doesn't it? I was just getting to that. It sounds like the 15-day rule. They pull the plugs before the rats got the tumors. It's like saying, here, I'm going
to... You know, in the polio era, when they wanted to say that polio went away, you had to be sick for 2 months. So they fudge with this stuff all the time. So what else is in this study?
Well, they also called the polio acute flaccid paralysis, didn't they?
Yep, they did. And then they renamed it aseptic meningitis.
They had a lot of different names for the polio. Yeah, I'm hearing the break music. We didn't really get a chance to get into this article much. After the next break, we got a great friend of mine, John B. Wells, the weekend host of Coast to Coast AM. He's going to be on with us, and we're going to talk about Fukushima. So hang on, stay tuned. We'll be right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and a money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, welcome everybody back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is not Robert Scott Bell. This is Hans, and I'm on the line with Franz. Oh, no, that was a Saturday Night Live skit. This is Ty Bollinger. I got Liam Sheff, my co-host, on the line. And we're going to bring in John B. Wells, my good friend, weekend host of Coast to Coast AM here in just a moment. But before we do that, I wanted to hit on the GMO corn that we were talking about just before the break. A couple more points in Mike Adams' article that he posted today on naturalnews.com. One of the points I wanted to hit is that the other side says, hey, those rats that were used were rats that are always prone to developing cancer. So you weren't using rats that you should have been using. You should have been using another type of rat that was not prone to developing cancer. This is not true. Contrary to what you've heard, the SD rats that they used are not inherently prone to develop cancer. They're actually almost equal with humans as far as their propensity to develop cancer, which made them the perfect test subject for this long-term test on genetically modified corn. So I wanted to bring that up because that's another one that I hear quite frequently, is that, they used the wrong kind of rats. No, they didn't. They actually picked the perfect kind of rat to give you a fair result for this study. And the result of the study was what, folks?
The result of the study was that genetically modified corn causes cancer, huge cancerous tumors in rats, and it also causes sterility by the second to third generation. That's the bottom line. Thank you, Mike Addis, for posting that on your website today. And so now, without further ado, I want to bring up my good friend John B. Wells, weekend host of Coast to Coast AM, and he's been so kind to join us on the show today, and we wanted to talk about Fukushima with John. John, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine, Ty. How are you? It's good to be on your program. Thanks for asking me on. We're on Robert Scott Bell's program with you as host.
Yeah, the Robert Scott Bell Show, yes. We are guest hosting for him today and glad to have you on. And Liam is one of his sweet spots is Fukushima, and I know that's one of your sweet spots too. So let's talk about Fukushima, John. I just posted an article in my last Cancer Truth newsletter that went out last week called Holy Fukushima, the radiation from Fukushima already killing people on the West Coast. So can we fix Fukushima, John?
No. No, I don't believe we can. Now, keep in mind, I'm not a nuclear physicist, nor am I a nuclear engineer. However, just looking at the evidence now, from Technology Review, there's a big article here, came out on the 30th of August, about how the Fukushima ice barrier will block radioactive groundwater, and how Japan plans to stop leaking radioactive groundwater at Fukushima with an underground wall of ice. And it goes into how this would work. Well, that's fine. Perhaps it will work for a time. However, I think they're overlooking the fact that, number one, they can't even pop the lid on number one for, I think it's 9 years now, since they said it was 10 years a year ago before they could even look into it to see how bad it is. Now, as we can surmise pretty quickly, a lot can happen in 9 years, including another massive series of earthquakes. So they may be able to construct an ice wall. Apparently it has some promise. The problem is that if they contain all this radioactive water behind the ice wall, first of all, how much can it contain? Does it have a capacity, a limit to its capacity? And as more comes into it, doesn't the level of radioactivity become higher? I think the answer to that one is yes. And then, of course, what happens if there's another earthquake and breaks the ice wall, which doesn't seem to be that much of a stretch to imagine that would happen in the event of another quake. So, as you may know, gentlemen, for the last 2.5 years almost, I was singing out about Fukushima going, I don't understand why the world is not rushing to Japan to try to do something about this. This is not good. But, oh, no, you know, TEPCO's in denial. Everybody's in denial. Oh, they want to save face and all of that, which that seems to be just a component of hubris among every world leader and government out there. But now they're going, okay, we're in deep trouble. No, it's much worse than we said. No, we have no idea. Yes, please, God, send everybody. Everybody. We it's out of control, and it is.
Right.
So let's go over here, and I'll be brief with this. The fish. I just talked to a fellow that used to be with HuffPost, and it's funny, we got cross, and then and then we became friends, and he calls in just to let me know what's going on up the Pacific Northwest, and he said they had a record salmon year, and the fish are heading just more fish than he's ever seen before, and I said, really? Well, I wonder why that is.
Were they glowing?
Well, it's, I don't think they were glowing, but I bet they were fleeing the Fukushima scene.
Yeah. Oh, and, no, that's a good, good point.
Well, and the thing is what's worse is that authorities on the U.S. West Coast, concerned with stunning news from Fukushima, radioactive water pouring out every day and headed our way. The thing is that it has not dispersed as they said it would. It is heading directly for the United States mainland, period. This is from September 4. A report study warns Fukushima contamination is becoming more concentrated as it crosses Pacific Ocean rather than dispersing. It's making a beeline for the U.S. West Coast. Scientists causing panic in public. Well, there's no point. point in panicking now because the horse is already out of the barn.
Yeah. It is. And you know, one of the interesting things, John, is that these radioactive isotopes that have been, you know, released at Fukushima, they got a half-life of 30,000 years. So this is not something that's going away tomorrow. None of us that are listening today are going to be alive in 30,000 years. But the radioactive isotope's still going to be around. This is a end of the world type scenario with this radiation if nothing is done about it. And you know, they talk about in these articles that you just quoted that the water is on the way. Hey, this happened in what year? 2011?
Mm-hmm.
I would venture to say the water's already here.
Oh, it is. You remember it was a year ago that scientists, I can't remember where they were. I want to say UCLA, but I don't think that's correct. But it was one of the big California universities. It might have been the Berkeley people.
I think it was Berkeley.
Yeah. They said that they tested those bluefin tuna, and every one of them tested positive for cesium-131.
Yeah.
So that was at least a year ago, and time's going by so fast. My notes escape me. As if you could see my desk, you would know why. It's a regular. It looks like Einstein's desk. I just wish I had his brain.
Well, John, you're right.
No, you don't. Einstein was wrong about a lot of stuff. They all invented a lot of theoretical math to get around the fact that they were dealing in a gravity-only situation. So he had to suffer many ignominies. Invention of black holes and dark matter things that probably don't really exist. It's a plasma universe. So we're not. And you've probably had on Walt Thornhill or any of the Thunderbolts guys, and they can explain that. And what I like about Einstein was toward the end of his life, he said, I have this great fear that almost everything that I've done can end up being false.
That has been put forward, but I would submit to you that he got us close enough. You know, some building techniques from antiquity have been improved upon over the years, but certainly Albert got us close.
Well, he went the wrong way. I mean, he got into theoretical or gedank, you know, these sort of thought experiments. But plasma physics, which is a little off topic, but which you'd probably be interested in, is actually testable and reproducible. And I would like to put plasma physics into the conversation a little, or could we have done anything else for energy along the way instead of fissioning the atom? Einstein is blamed in some ways for bringing the nuclear program to the United States by writing the letter to, I don't know who it was, Roosevelt.
Well, you were probably very, very close, and I would not mind engaging with you in a discussion about this, just based on a program that I work on called Unsealed Alien Files. And if you go to my website, there's a link to the schedule so you can see where it comes on.
And, John, go ahead give everyone your website so they can check it out.
Well, it's caravantomidnight.com, just CaravanTomidnight, and I spell it out like that because there are no numbers or fanciful spellings of midnight, just the words, caravantomidnight.com. But on this one particular episode, you may recall that barge-shaped object that was up by the sun, and people were going, whoa, that's got to be a UFO, looks like a UFO, and look, it's got a hose out there, and now there's a dark spot on top of the sun. There are theories running around out there that would suggest that this hole, this black spot on the sun, and there are these things called sun divers, and these are like planetoid-sized objects that actually hit the sun, go through its crust, and then go blowing out the other side or come blowing out at some other point. So they're thinking, wow, I wonder if these guys are using this for fuel. Because as you may know, we're protected from helium-3, which is the compression of hydrogen and helium, and it makes helium-3. And they're thinking that, say, this would make some really good fuel for a nuclear fusion engine. Well, if that's the case, then what goes along with that, with the plasma universe, is that there is some speculation that this dark spot on the sun may actually be a portal that these craft can enter into and then emerge perhaps in another galaxy far, far away. So if it is all light, which in fact biblical scripture suggests that very thing, because it's light, 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 light. Let there be light. There's the light. And there was light, and it was good. And what it doesn't say is that, and there's all kinds of things you can do with it too. You're probably very close to to some pretty scary accuracy. It's entirely possible that if we are all made of stars, stardust and so forth, and all of these elements, all of this stuff that surrounds us in our reality is really the same stuff. Well, then the only thing that's not the same stuff is the light. And once you master the actual nature of light, then time travel, everything, interdimensional passage, all of these things become possible.
Well, let's ground it maybe in the next segment for Fukushima, because back to what we can and cannot deal with. I like the dourness of your message, because I think there's something real about it, that people don't want to deal with it. And we even have New York Times coming forward and saying that the old gray lady, saying that Japan doesn't want to deal with this because...
Hey, we got to take a break, folks. Liam, hold that thought, buddy. We got to take a break, a hard break here. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Now, when we hear a story that people are lying, we like to get them. We like to get them. We like to catch them in their lie. And so, to you lying liars out there, this is what happens to you when you've been a bad boy.
Oh yeah, guess who's busted? U-S-T-E-D-U-R. I don't want to put the hurt on you, but you better believe it when I tell you that I finally got the dirt on you.
Now you go to jail and marry a big smelly man.
Wow. Go to jail and marry a big smelly man. Well, you're busted, John Kerry. We wanted to bust John Kerry today because, folks, the picture that he's been showing when he's talking about the chemical weapons being dumped on the Syrian people, and you see the picture with the hundreds of bodies wrapped up in white cloth, guess what? That picture was from 2003, Iraq, after we bombed. Busted, John Kerry. We like to get you. We're not going to get away. We're not, at the Robert Scott Bell Show, at least, we're not going to let you get away with these lying lies. So don't try it around us, or we're going to bust you. What do you think about that, Liam Sheff and John B. Wells?
Are you saying that they were using phony intelligence and peddling it to the world?
No, they would never do that. They would never do that, would they? No.
No, the gambling going on at this establishment.
The government is good. The government is good.
Yeah. Government is friend. Government is friend.
Get Talk about it. Talk about it, Felipe J. Government. Talk about it. So anyway, you know.
Government wants to say. So we got John Wells. I'm not going to waste this time with Felipe J. Government. Now, we're talking.
Fukushima.
Fukushima. And John, I think, is putting forward the actual notion, which they haven't cleaned it up for 2 years. Why? Because they can't. They can't.
I think it's worse than that.
Radioactive force.
What they've done is the very same thing this president has done, which is painted himself into a corner. He now has the option of looking like an idiot or looking like an idiot. And look at this. I mean, not to criticize any of the Lord's creatures excessively, but that whole crew up there looks like a bunch of freaks. From John Kerry to Biden to Pelosi to Reid.
McCain. Yeah.
Lindsey Graham. I mean, really put my ration of what they have to offer right there in that refuse container. I'm trying to keep clean here.
Yeah.
One of the things that I find disturbing is why someone would write this. I just don't know. But, you know, in Revelation 16, verse 3, it says, the second angel poured his bowl into the sea, and it became like the blood of a dead man, and every living thing died that was in the sea. I believe, gentlemen, that Fukushima is the mouth of the dragon, and I think what we can do is we can prepare ourselves for a Mad Max-esque world. might as well start building Thunderdome now and carry your little Geiger counter that you can get from caravantomidnight.com. And by the way, if you go to MazerInstruments.com and type in John B., you'll get a nice little gift there, and you can read everything Vince Mazur has. It's M-A-Z-U-R. And the thing is, like, oh, you're just trying to sell Geiger counters. Like, yeah, you're right, I am, because you're going to need it. You're going to need it to test absolutely everything within the next couple of years. Oh, a couple of years, I don't have to worry about that. It's like, do you know how fast the last 2 years went by? This thing is not going to stop. It's going to enter the food chain. And here's the other problem. You need very, very expensive equipment to test for ionizing radioactivity ionizing radioactive particles in food. And if you wave a Geiger counter around some sort of food stuff and you get a reading, this means that there's far more in it than you would imagine. We're cooked. Look, I know it's a little bit of a stretch to throw in this UFO stuff. I get all of that, but I think it's undeniable at this point that they exist. There are too many military pilots that have seen them. There are too many eyewitnesses who have seen them, and they exist. There's no doubt about it. NASA pulls the pictures down of these anomalies up by the sun and say, oh, it was just a glitch. There has been an ongoing rolling cover-up of these events. And why is that? They are afraid of one of two things or both. One is the one they're afraid of the least, and that is panic in the public. What they're really afraid of is that they no longer have their authority. That's what they're really worried about.
I agree, John. I think that you hit the nail on the head. Thank you so much for being here with us. We got to go. It's already time to go. The Robert Scott Bell Show, Ty Bollinger, Liam Seth Chef saying bye. And remember, the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace.
Enjoy it.
After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.